Hi, this is Dylan from Teach Business English, and this is another episode in the podcast. And in this episode, I would like to talk about teaching approach, methodology, what's your teaching strategy with business English learners? So, as I said in previous episodes, there are different types of business English classes. You may be working with pre-service learners. Remember, these are learners that haven't necessarily worked in businesses before. They don't have much experience. They're usually young adults. And then you have in-service learners, and these are people who are working in business. They are experienced. They have lots of knowledge, specific knowledge based on their sector and their particular professional role. And so these two types are very different. And then you have group classes. You may have a class with maybe 20 students, or you may have a small group class of maybe 4, 5, or 6 students, and then we have the one-to-one learners. And sometimes if you have a group class, you may be working with students from the same company, or you may be working with students who don't really know each other and they're working for different companies. So all these things are factors that you have to consider. So the type of class is really, really important, and that will influence your decision about the type of approach that you want to take. So let's begin now with each of these different types. Let's look at pre-service. So first of all, pre-service, they don't have much experience. They don't have much knowledge. So as I said before, it's quite content-based. So this is why a course book will be very useful here. In fact, your course book could become your syllabus. So you have two choices, I think. One, you could use a course book and then go from unit 1 to unit 2 to unit 3. So the first course book, the first unit may be, I don't know, talking about your company. The second unit may be about attending a meeting. The third unit may be something like working in sales. It really depends, but that might be quite useful to use a course book. Another alternative is to find a course book, and many of these are online, and basically use the syllabus. So you find the contents page of a course book, a business English course book, and just use that as the basis for your syllabus, and then you can find materials from elsewhere. But that will give you a nice structure to begin with. In terms of the approach, well, it's quite similar, really, to working with general English groups. If you're doing a C1 class or a B1 class, again, you'll probably follow some sort of structural syllabus, which is based on generally the language structures, going from easy to difficult. Generally, in business English course books, you will have an underlying structure there based on grammar, but it'll probably be presented more as a topic-based syllabus. So I would say you don't need to reinvent the wheel. If you want to, you might want to ask your learners which of those topics are useful for them. But again, if they're pre-service, you have a bit more control there because they don't really have that much experience of doing business English. So you can decide what you think is important with them. And in terms of the approach, it's very similar, I think, to working with general English learners. If you've done a TESOL or a CERT, Cambridge CELTA, or any sort of TEFL certificate, you'll be familiar with the different approaches. I would suggest that you do a bit more task work, even with pre-service learners. So you've got to provide the input, you've got to present the language, present the concepts, get them practicing the language and the concepts, and then make sure your production tasks are task-based. For example, could be role plays, simulations, getting them to work on mini projects, getting them to write together and do collaborative writing exercises. That will work quite well. And as I said, lots of role plays and simulations. Get them making phone calls to each other, get them performing on mock Skype calls to each other, get them acting out how they would participate in a meeting. All these sort of things work really well. Now, if you work with in-service learners, it really can depend on the particular type of learners you have and the particular type of groups. So if they're all working for the same company, well, you'll probably then, if you're dealing directly with the company, you'll probably have to come up with some sort of syllabus. You'll have to do this, first of all, by having some sort of needs analysis. So you might find out what your learners need by talking to the human resources. So you might have a meeting with the human resources department, and they might say, look, our learners, our employees work in sales, so we want something focused on sales. Or they might have to give presentations and participate in meetings, so you could focus on those two skills. If you are working, for example, in an academy and they have a business English course, then you'll probably have students from all around working for different companies. And so your approach will again be quite different. Again, the idea of using a course book as the basis for the syllabus is a good one. They may or may not be willing to buy the course book, and there are other issues involving students copying course books and using materials from course books, which may influence your decision there. But again, the syllabus, generally, they're pretty clear in these business English course books, so that's something you could follow. But the key point, really, if you can, do some sort of needs analysis. Now, this could be as simple as having a discussion with them at the beginning. But I would also suggest that you do something like, on the first day, put them into groups, get them working in groups, get them exploring their goals, their needs, their preferences, what they really want to do in these business English classes and in the course. And then you collect that information, and that will give you insight into what will work with that particular group of learners. And some of them may not know. So I would suggest that if you do an exercise like that, create a handout with lots of different options. So which of these skills are important for you? Participate in meeting, giving presentations, writing emails, making phone calls, designing projects. It really depends which sector would be most useful for you. So you get as much information as you can about your learners. And then based on that information, you will have to create your syllabus. Now, there is the idea of the negotiated syllabus, which is more or less what I'm talking about here, which is where you and the learners together, you decide on what needs to be covered in the course and what the goals are and what the learning outcomes are. And so I would suggest with adult learners, especially in-service learners, you have to collaborate with them. You have to involve them in any decision you want to make in the structure of the course and the direction of the course. Now, with one-to-one learners, obviously it's going to be very different. But again, the needs analysis is vital. So when you meet your one-to-one learner, you need to have that conversation, identify their learning goals, their needs, their preferences. Do they want to use a course book? Do they want to follow a syllabus? Are they quite happy with a more spontaneous sort of syllabus? So you decide on a lesson-by-lesson basis what you want to cover. Are they really involved in, do they want to focus on their speaking, their listening, their reading, writing? Think about the skills as well. And again, dig deep. What specific skills do they need? Is it meetings, presentations, writing emails, whatever it might be? Now, in terms of your overall kind of methodology, I would suggest try to be as communicative as possible. You don't want to bore most of your business English learners. If they're already using a lot of English at work anyway, then a lot of your job will be about making sure they do it better. So it will be, you'll be working on correction, rephrasing, giving them sort of more functional language that they can use. And by functional language, I mean things like, how do you agree? How do you disagree? How do you interrupt? How do you give your opinion? How do you accept an offer? How do you refuse an offer? How do you make a request? These sort of things. And again, if you're not that experienced, start with the course book. Generally, the course book will have a kind of a structural outline, what the different grammar areas are that will be covered in the course, topics, and also there'll be some reference to functional language. And as I said, I would try to make it as communicative and as interactive as possible. You want to get them using the language. They're not learning for academic purposes. They're learning for practical purposes. They need to use English at work for specific situations. And so be as practical as possible, focus on the skills and focus on the functions. They would be, I think, the three areas that I would focus on, or that I usually focus on when I'm starting with a new group. And again, I just want to reiterate, the needs analysis is essential. And in the next podcast, I will talk a little bit about the types of needs analysis you can apply and you can implement with your learners. Okay, well, I hope that made sense. I hope it was useful. And I look forward to speaking to you in the next episode.